One minute I was just walking along. The next, I was hitting the sidewalk. I rolled and twisted my way into Rose Street. None too soon. I'd seen one of the gun flashes from the shadows of the GPO across Pitt Street. Hauling my gun ready, I waited. There'd been only one or two people around, but there weren't any around anymore. A few minutes passed. When nothing happened, I went up Rose Street, turned into Castle Ray Street, grabbed a cab, went home. Why had someone taken a few shots at me? I hadn't the slightest idea. When I got home, I went to work on the scotch bottle. After a few minutes... Who is it?
Connors.
Who, Connors?
Sergeant Alf Connors.
Oh. Just a minute, Sarge.
Hello, Kent.
Hi, Sarge. Well, what have I done this time?
Nothing.
Well, how come you're visiting me at almost 1 a.m?
It was sort of a social call.
Yeah? Well, come in.
Thanks.
I got you in the night shift, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Having yourself a little drinking session, eh?
Oh, doctor's orders, Sarge. Can I pour you one?
I'm on duty.
I'll get some chlorophyll tablets.
No, thanks.
Well, sit down.
Yeah, I think I will.
What's new at the CIB?
Nothing much. Except for an interesting report we got from one of our plainclothesmen.
Oh?
Slim Grogan. He was at Central Railway at 10 o'clock tonight.
Knowing you as well as I do, Connors...
Yeah.
I'd say that Slim Grogan has something to do with your visit.
If I had a cigar, I'd hand it to you.
What's up?
Well, it could be trouble.
For?
You.
Uh-huh. What kind of trouble?
Remember Jay Thomas?
Oh, there's one character I'll never forget.
He's loose.
Here? In Sydney?
Yeah, that's right.
That explains it.
Explains what?
3 shots were fired at me tonight, Connors.
Where?
In the city. I didn't see who did it.
Mm-hmm. Thomas didn't waste any time.
Well, let's get to what you were telling me about.
Yeah, okay. Well, Slim Grogan saw Jay Thomas leaving a train at Central. There were 2 other blokes with him.
Smith and Williams?
Uh-huh. Joe Smith, Pete Williams.
Yeah, the terrible trio.
Never expected to see them again, did you?
I hadn't. Jay Thomas had been running Sly Grog in Sydney long before the days of 10 o'clock closing. He wasn't small time. He'd reached the top by getting rid of most of his competition. Some were bashed, others looked for new rackets when Smith or Williams showed a gun. Few were murdered, and 1 or 2 disappeared completely. I'd worked against Thomas and his 2 meatballs, Smith and Williams. Finally, I'd been able to get evidence to send him to jail. But manslaughter was the best the law could do, and Thomas was sent up for it. That was 8 years ago. Smith and Williams, with no one around to give them orders, left Sydney.
And now the 3 of them are back, Kent.
For 1 reason. To get me.
Too bad we can't prove that.
Shots tonight proved it.
Not the way I mean. If I arrested Thomas, his solicitor would have him out in 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the best I can offer you is police protection.
No, thanks.
But I tell
you... Cops make me nervous. But thanks for the tip.
Watch yourself, Kent.
Yeah.
If you want us to help you,
I'll send you a telegram.
It's your funeral. So long, Kent.
I was up at the usual time the next morning. It was a slow day at the office. Made a court appearance at 3, checked again at the office, and had a few drinks. Then went to my favorite cafe for dinner.
You don't mind if I share your table, do you?
Why, no, not at all.
Thank you, Mr. Kent.
I must be getting famous.
I saw your photograph in Personality magazine.
Well, I didn't see yours anywhere, but I should have. Full length.
Thank you.
Oh, not me, not me. You want to thank Mother Nature. Incidentally, what's your name?
Gloria. Gloria Stanton.
Gloria, huh? What are you doing after dinner?
Well, I hadn't thought about it.
Then you're not tied up?
No.
But now?
Yes.
And that was it. Fast and to the point. We went to Club 45, had a hick of a night. It was 4 in the morning when I took her home. She lived in a Maroubra apartment building.
I'd ask you in, but...
Oh, that's okay, Gloria.
Oh, it's been a wonderful night.
There'll be others.
I...
Yeah?
Larry...
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm going to explain how this started.
You don't have to. I think I know.
What?
You were hired to take me out. And there's the guy who hired you, at the end of the hall.
Larry, he's got a gun.
So have I. Down! There's a stab of flame from the end of the hall. A bullet whistled by. I pressed the trigger. The guy twisted around, tried to lift his gun again. There was only one thing I could do.
Larry!
I'm okay. The guy was lying on his stomach. I put my toe under him. Roll him over. He was Joe Smith. One down, two to go.
And so that's it, huh?
That's it, Connors.
Oh, I was a fool. He told me he had a bet with a friend. Bet that I couldn't get Larry to take me out.
I wish I could have got a few hundred of that.
Coming from Sergeant Connors, Gloria, that's a compliment.
The fellow outside was the only one you saw?
Yes.
But we know who the other two are, don't we, Sarge?
Sure. But if we arrest, they'd still be out inside 4 hours.
Yeah. So, what do we do?
If you're smart, you'll accept my offer of police protection.
And lose my professional standing?
I figured you wouldn't be smart. Well, there's nothing more I can do.
Will you be wanting me, Sergeant?
Yeah. Don't leave town.
All right.
You can give me a lift home if you don't mind, Sarge.
Okay.
Larry.
It's all right, Gloria.
Oh, Larry, I'm so sorry about
Forget
this.
It.
Will I be seeing you again?
Sure. Get some sleep. I'll give you a ring, probably tomorrow.
All right, Larry.
I went home and slept with my .38 beneath the pillow. Nothing happened the next day except that Gloria and I went out again. During the week that followed, I took her out a few times. We got to know one another pretty well.
Larry. Larry.
Yeah. Nice girl, Gloria. I didn't describe it, did I? She had dark brown hair that was alive with red glints, small nose, big eyes, wide, generous lips. A figure? Look at Venus de Milo, had arms and make some general improvements all over, and that'll give you an idea. But only an idea. It was in the early hours of the morning. I'd garaged my car, was walking towards the steps of my apartment building.
Hello, Kent.
What?
Don't go for your gun, dear boy. Mr. Williams and I are both holding revolvers.
Well, hello, Thomas. It's been a long time.
But too long, dear boy. I've been so looking forward to this.
Thomas and his pet gorilla, Pete Williams, stepped from the shadows. Williams was big and ugly with a smashed face. Jay Thomas was tall, thin, scholarly. His gold glasses glinted in the light of a street lamp. His face was pinched and prison gray. He looked nothing like what he was. A cold-blooded killer.
You had a spot of luck with Mr. Smith, didn't you?
He's not going to be so lucky this time.
Quite, Mr. Williams. Quite.
Come on, let's get it over with.
Please, dear boy. Not so impetuous. Mr. Smith was impetuous, and, alas, he's dead.
Yeah, but...
I was 8 years in prison, remember, dear boy? After 8 years, I deserve a few moments, don't I? What do you think, Mr. Kent?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can talk for hours.
No doubt. No doubt. But I'm afraid we can't spare all that time. Oh, you've no idea what a delicious moment this is. How I've looked forward to it. Dreamed of it.
Let's put a couple of slugs in him and get out of here.
I am making the decision, Mr. Williams. As I've instructed you so many times in the past, you are not to question my actions. Understand?
Yeah, that's understood, Mr. Thomas.
Fine.
Look, why don't you boys come upstairs and we'll have a nice cup of tea or something.
Oh, he's so amusing. Isn't he, Mr. Williams? Amusing because he has only a few seconds in which to live, in which to regret having investigated me 8 years ago.
There was only one thing to do. Go for my gun and hope to get a few shots in before they burn me down.
Aim low, Mr. Williams.
I went into action, took a dive.
Kill him! Kill him, man!
I rolled on the sidewalk and into the gutter as the slugs whistled all around me. I jerked my gun out. No, it was too late. I wondered why I didn't feel the burn of bullets. Then an amazing sight met my eyes. Williams, bent low, was doing a staggering little dance along the curbstone. Thomas was nowhere to be seen.
Into the lane, after him.
It was Connors. Sergeant Connors.
Kent.
I was never so glad to see a cop.
Was that Thomas who got away?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, everybody, get out of the way. This is police business.
I'll help you up, Kent. Come on.
Yeah. Thanks, Connors. Yeah. Yeah? I never thought I'd say this to a cop, but I love you. Connors, of course, had had a tail on me all the time. His shadowers were pretty good. I'd never spotted them. Well, Jay Thomas made a clean getaway. An alarm went out for him. One of the newspapers even posted a reward. A couple of weeks passed, and he was still at large.
We're sure he's still in the city, Kent. We've had every exit blocked.
Yeah, but you can't keep that up forever.
No. That's why I asked you to come here. We're badly understaffed, so we'll have to more or less drop the search for Thomas.
Oh, that suits me.
Just watch yourself.
I said yeah. That night. Larry Kent speaking.
Gloria here, Larry.
Well, hello.
You've been neglecting me. I haven't seen you for 2 days.
I was going to ring you in the morning. Next time you start thinking like that, you just have a look in the mirror.
You always say the right thing, don't you?
With you, honey, the dialogue is easy.
Then you do like me a little bit?
A little? Oh, more than a little.
Tell me, Larry.
Well, I think you're terrific.
Oh, can't you say more than that?
Uh-uh. You just leave me speechless. What do you say we go nightclubbing tomorrow, huh?
Oh, I've got a much better idea. Tomorrow's Friday, and I know a wonderful boarding house at Bowery.
Huh?
I've been there before. They always give me the same room in the south wing. I'm sure they'll have a nice room for you. In the north wing?
Oh. Well, you're on.
Shall I make the arrangement?
Yeah, what time will I pick you up tomorrow?
Oh, say about 6 at my place.
Right.
Good night, Larry.
At 9 the next night, we were at the boarding house. It was the off-season, but there was still a good crowd. We chewed the fat for a couple of hours, had some drinks, dances, and hit the hay about midnight. At 7 in the morning... Oh, who is it?
Come on, sleepyhead. Get up for breakfast, and we'll try our hand at archery.
Archery?
Yes. We're having a competition later in the day.
Oh. All right. I'll be out in a couple of minutes.
Right. I'll be waiting in the dining room.
I used the electric razor, dressed, and joined Gloria. No one else was in the dining room.
I thought we'd get an early start.
I haven't been up this early for breakfast since the army.
It'll do you good.
Yeah? Hey, I didn't know you were the athletic type.
Oh, yes. I was a champion archer at Prue's for 2 consecutive years.
Prue's, huh? What, may I ask, is Prue's?
A finishing school.
Oh.
Do you know how to use the bow and arrow?
Hey, a little. I used to go to a place in the States called the Palisades Amusement Park. Sort of a glorified lunar park on the Jersey side at the top of the Palisades. They had an archery stall, 2 bullseyes out of 3, and you got a Cupid doll.
And did you win any Cupid dolls?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, well, in that case, I'd enter our names in the pairs. Oh, here comes our breakfast.
We ate, and then we got arrows and bows from the old dame who ran the boarding house. There was a pretty good archery range set up outside.
I challenge you to a tournament.
Okay.
That center target. 3 arrows each.
Uh-huh. If I win, what do I win?
A kiss.
Or how about twice in a row?
Kiss and a hug.
Mm-hmm. 3 times in a row?
Don't get ahead of yourself.
We started firing the arrows. Nice shot. Almost a bullseye.
Your turn. Bullseye?
Beat that one.
You watch me.
Yeah, very, very nice. I'll... see if I can put one right alongside.
You must have spent a lot of time at that archery stall.
It was run by a couple of sisters. Both of them redheads.
Oh. I begin to understand.
It's your shot. Good. That's nice shooting. I'll have to score another bull to win.
Well, don't miss, Larry. I'm looking forward to presenting the prize.
Take it easy. You make me nervous. Here goes.
Congratulations.
Well, never mind about the congratulations. Come on, let's make with the prize-giving ceremony, huh?
With pleasure. This is a nice game. I win even when I lose.
Things are getting interesting. Let's continue the competition, hmm?
All right. Get the arrows.
I reached out to pull an arrow from the target, but there were now 7 arrows in the target.
Larry, over there!
About 50 feet away, standing beside a tree, was Jay Thomas. He was fixing an arrow to the string of a heavy longbow. I jerked his arrow from the target. It had a wicked-looking hunting point. He drew the bow just as I stepped behind the target. I fixed the arrow to my bowstring, stepped clear of the target, let go.
gun.
My arrow got him on the left side. He turned and ran into the trees. I pulled a few arrows from the target.
Larry!
I'm going after him. Call the cops. His trail wasn't too hard to follow. He was bleeding pretty badly. I finally caught up to him in a little gully. He was sitting with his back against a rock. He still had the bow, but no arrows.
Well, looks as though you win, dear boy.
Yeah. Just a minute, let me take a look at her. Yeah, you hit pretty badly.
Yes. I didn't think you knew how to use a bow.
Well, if you think you can make it, I'll take you back and
see
a doctor.
Huh? No. I'd rather stay here. You were only good to move me. I know I'm finished. Mid there, boy. It's only a matter of time. Not very much time.
You're thinking this in a very sportsmanlike way.
Old fellow. What else can I do? You see.
There was a second arrow in his side. I turned. Gloria stood behind me.
Larry, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right. What did you hit him for?
I don't know. I saw him there and I was afraid for you.
No, honey. You were afraid for yourself.
Larry.
You were working for Thomas from the beginning. Now, you were smart, real smart.
Don't talk like that, Larry.
When Joe Smith was waiting for me in your hallway, you started to give yourself an alibi.
No.
Yes, you did. Just in case I wasn't killed.
But it's nonsense you're talking. It's not right, Larry.
The second try at knocking me off came on another night when I took you out.
Larry, you couldn't. You don't really believe that.
Well, if it's not true, how come Thomas knew I'd be here?
I don't know. Perhaps he followed us. You've got to believe me. Larry, I never saw this man before.
That's a lie.
Jay.
Let's see you act yourself out of this one, honey.
She's a very excellent actress, Mr. Kent.
How much were you paying her?
Oh, I can assure you, dear boy, a good deal.
You can't prove any of that.
I knew her before I went to jail. She was only 17.
I'll bet she was a perfect decoy for you.
Oh, yes. Perfect, dear boy. Such an innocent, such a beautiful face. Men couldn't resist her.
That's right. Go on, keep talking. Every time you open your mouth, it's killing you a little more. And when you're dead, nothing can be proved.
You and I are going back to the house, Gloria. We're going to get a doctor.
Don't you see? It'll be too late. He'll be dead.
Alas, my dear boy. She's right, you know.
See, Larry? You won't be able to prove a thing.
Maybe so. We're still going back.
Whatever you say.
Come on.
Of course. Goodbye, Jay.
Jay Thomas had pulled the target arrow from his side. The arrow Gloria had fired. Still with his back against the rock, he pulled the bow with the last of his strength.
No. No.
All she had to do was move, but she was frozen there.
Jay!
I took one look. She was beyond help.
Never trust a woman
Mr. Kenmore.
Maybe you've got something there, Thomas. But not all dames are like Gloria. No, no. Some are soft and cuddly. The only arrows you have to worry about where they're concerned are fired by the little guy named Cupid. And when he hits you, good night.